Jim, that's to stay.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu.
These open borders would overwhelm schools and hospitals.
The president keeping up his call for a crackdown at our southern border, also talking tariffs at his rally last night in Ohio.
For the last 20 years, China's taken hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars out of our country, and now we're stopping the theft.
Hours after announcing his plans for new tariffs
on $300 billion in Chinese imports starting next month. The 10% import penalty, which could push the cost of many consumer products higher, will start September 1st. The president saying that he hopes a new round of trade talks with China will lead to a deal.
Fox's John Decker. China threatening unspecified countermeasures if President Trump follows through. And the U.S. announcing a planned withdrawal of thousands of troops from Afghanistan in a deal with the Taliban. This is Fox News.
They say it's not about the money, but sometimes it's about the money. Greg Budell, I understand the folks on the morning show would like a little raise in pay. What do you think about that? Jay Scott, how do you feel about Greg being a little tight with the purse strings?
Did you know a single gallon of anthrax is all it would take to kill Greg Budell?
No problem there. Emily Hayes, I hear you've tried to butter Greg up a bit for more money, but you're not going to do that anymore.
No mo.
Well, is there anything you'd like to say to Greg right now?
These cheese eggs you've made are really good.
That sounds like you're buttering him up.
Just hush.
Sorry. Bailey the Wonder Dog. Rich takes care of your chicken, so you don't really need a raise. So what do you think about your co-workers' struggle for more money? Behind them all the way. And Rich Thomas, I understand you recently got a raise. How much was it?
$3,929,214.
Wow. How did you negotiate a sum like that?
I learned that on the World Wide Web.
Emily, when you talk to Greg again, are you going to try to stroke his ego?
We'll have to fiddle with it in the break.
Well, that might work. Stand by for three men.
More money.
And a lady.
And the first question on everybody's mind, do we have a convoluted introduction for random facts?
Uh-oh. I would hope we do.
We do.
You know what happened last time? We didn't.
I know.
All right. So that's coming up along with a $10 Fruit Outlet Pop Quiz. It's Greg, Jay, Emily, and this guy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
It's a quiet start to the day on radar, but the radar will blossom and come alive later on by about lunchtime. Another hot and humid day with a high around 93. Scattered to numerous showers and storms again today. Boy, oh boy, there were some heavy downpours roaming around yesterday, and there will be again this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, better than normal rain chances continue. Still random, but generous supply. Tropical downpours in spots. Low 90s for a high. And at the beach this weekend, scattered to numerous storms at times, but not a washout. If this is your final beach weekend, and for a lot of families it is, because school starts on Tuesday for thousands of kids. Be flexible, though. Watch out for lightning. And right now, east winds at 6 miles per hour, a few clouds, crazy humidity at 89%. It's 73 at 7:06.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
When you go to flush and it doesn't work, not good. When you got this leaky faucet, a drip, 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 not good. When you have a broken pipe, that's obviously not good. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem, and that's why it's good to know at Plumbing by LukeWire. They're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. This is a good thing to know, because I used to have this issue. I guess I've been using them for maybe 4 or 5 years. But I had this issue before then about who am I going to call? it was going to be the process of elimination. Can't call them because they were awful last time. Can't call them. Plumbing by Luke Wire for over two decades has been second to none in the River Region. I wish I would have known about him two decades ago. I didn't, but I knew the name Luke Wire because I used him for heating and air conditioning for many years, and I still do as well. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, call him at Luke Wire. 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
707.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
So if you're hoping to meet someone at the gym...
Yes.
Just generally where you get sweaty and stinky and gross.
So all the cards are on the table right there, right?
Yeah, or if you're just really gross and want to wear the same clothes all week long, a team of engineers at a university in Portugal has come up with a new fabric that smells better the more you sweat.
Ooh.
They were able to modify regular cotton so it lets off a citronella scent when it comes in contact with the acid in your sweat molecules.
Citronella. You remember the NBC?
Like the more, big citronella candles.
Right, yeah. The more you know. Remember that campaign, the more you know? This is the more you sweat.
Okay. It's not clear why they picked citronella or if they'll be able to do it with any smell or not. The weirdest part is that they did it by using a specific protein found in the noses of pigs that binds to scent molecules.
Well, that'll keep the mosquitoes away.
Aha! And as a bonus, citronella is an insect repellent.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
That's what I'm saying.
That's great.
So if your clothes were made of the fabric, you wouldn't have to wear bug spray. Bada bing, bada boom. There's no word yet on when we might be able to buy these clothes that are made out of it, but as soon as we hear from the folks in Portugal, we will let you know. That's your good news.
Speaking ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
Speaking of clothes and sweating, you remember years ago when you sweat the
hypercolor t-shirts?
That would, a word would...
Oh, yeah, I remember my brother...
Surprise word would come out.
My brother had a hypercolor t-shirt, and he wouldn't wait for his body temperature to change.
Just put your hand on it.
Yeah, he would take the sleeve and blow into it.
Because they would change color with the heat.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll probably have no problem with that because, you know, I don't go to a gym.
Well, I mean, just being a southerner in the South when it's so flippin' hot.
Right.
I'd rather smell like citronella than off.
I'd rather smell like citronella and not have a freaking mosquito around me.
Than off.
Right? Spray that stuff all over you.
What is that cologne you're wearing? Is that off?
It's off.
I once said that everybody loves the smell of gasoline, so why don't they figure out a way to bottle that?
God, I can remember as a kid, Mom being like, come here.
Yeah.
And spray you down. Turn around.
Was gasoline?
No.
No, it was the off.
Off.
It was that spray.
Yeah. And I never really noticed that. If mosquitoes are bad, you know, I think they develop an immunity to that stuff.
I think so. See, they go, oh, that's off. I'm not going to fall for that.
Coming up right after this traffic, I'm changing my mind. We're going to go back 10 years. We're going to make everybody, no matter what age, feel just a little bit older. Because there's a list of things that happened 10 years ago that seem like they happened more recently. That's right after traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling right on into the 7 a.m. traffic, and things still look good out on the roadways. We don't have a lot of problems for you. It's a good time to be headed to work. The boulevard's kind of busy, but everybody's moving along. We don't see any delays on the interstates. Both I-65 and I-85 have the traffic up at a speed limit ride, and the 31s look good this morning. Let's just be careful as we get our weekend started. It's no fun when you come home and your pet has destroyed the trash. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pet in safe areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Step into my time machine as we travel back 10 years to 2009. And you let me know if some of these make you say, God, can't believe it's been 10 years since that.
God.
What was number one the entire month of August 2009?
2009, number one the entire month of August.
You mean number one in...
In what?
Movies?
Yeah. Number one song.
Oh, okay. Song. Yeah.
No.
The number one song.
I don't know anything in that era.
No clue.
No, it's all crap.
Music. I mean, you'll say it and I'll remember it.
Heavy drinker. Lake of booze for a brain.
Yeah. You'll say it and I'll remember it, but I can't tell you now what was...
Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling.
God, that song... Awful.
See, I don't know anything about it.
Number one for the whole month of August 2009. Best-selling albums on that list, this is what kind of jumped out at me, was Leave This Town by Daughtry. Daughtry was a discovery on American Idol.
Right. Yes.
When he didn't even win.
He got lucky because he didn't win.
Oh, that's a curse, isn't it?
It is.
In a way.
And he's from Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I don't know what he's doing these days, but he managed to at least get an album.
Sculpting that chin strap.
In the top 10. Miley Cyrus was just hitting the air with Party in the USA.
She was 10 years younger, which would have made her still in her teens.
This next one was interesting to me because I just started binging on The Office. And I love the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's every episode. I mean, it's brilliantly written. Mm-hmm. The nuance in it is amazing. And John Krasinski is my favorite player among all some very good cast members. I did not know he was married to Emily Blunt. That happened 10 years ago.
Huh.
I looked up pictures of him.
I just saw you had that up on the screen.
On the show, he looks like such a friendly, affable guy. He looks like every guy next door, you know?
Uh-huh.
Looks like he cuts his own hair. He wears his tie, doesn't take anything all that seriously. Glib, kind of guy you'd want to work in an office with.
Right.
Because he keeps it light. But the pictures I've seen of him... Not on the show.
He's different.
Yeah, seems a little more serious. Now this one, Michael Jackson's death was officially ruled a homicide.
In 2009?
Yeah.
August.
He died in June. He died in June, so it's been 10 years. That in itself is kind of...
Well, yeah. His doctor went to jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the overprescription. John Hughes, who's made some of the best movies, or at least some of the most watchable movies ever, died of a heart attack.
He dropped dead on a street in New York City.
Yeah. 59 years old. And that's sad, not just because he died, but man, can you imagine? He probably would have made at least 3 or 4 more movies in that time.
Well, God,
would have been,
yeah. What have we missed?
Very good. Yes, that's exactly the way to put it. Mad Men was just beginning its 3rd season on AMC.
I like that show.
I only watched a couple of episodes.
You can binge watch that, too.
See, this is how I feel. If I went back to 2013 or 2012, I could probably find some audio of you talking about, The Office, not really interested, you know, probably that. But you got, you know, you put some time into it, and you discovered it's...
Same with Mad Men. If
the important thing is that I'm open to change.
Next thing you know, you'll be... watching Alec Baldwin movies.
No. No. Shark Tank debuted 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Paula Abdul disappointed all of us when she said she wouldn't be a judge on American Idol.
That's exactly how she said it, too.
She was a little loony.
Yeah.
Disney bought Marvel for $4 million.
Yeah.
$4 billion. $4 billion.
That's right. They got a discount.
Because it started in 2000. You're right. Yeah.
Among movies that were out at this time, 10 years ago, Inglourious Bastards.
It was okay.
Quentin Tarantino. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
First time we got to see, what is his name? The guy who played the German, the Nazi guy.
Dude with the face.
Yes.
Christoph.
Waltz.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you. You get the first, I'll get the second.
Well, I thought that was kind of interesting.
No.
You didn't think that?
No.
Sorry.
Just pop music back then and pop music today, I just don't know nothing about.
We're only a couple of minutes away from Random Facts with Jay Scott and a convoluted introduction to it. I would like to remind everybody that Lewis Lawn... They're open now. They open up at 7 o'clock, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, during the season. And, of course, it's a great place for people who do that for a living. Whenever I see, when I'm driving through our neighborhood, and there's always a lot of lawn trucks in there, I always try to drive slow so I can see the names on the side. And I know that Lewis Lawn is very popular with a lot of the professionals. But a lot of people like to do their own. Got a neighbor across the street, probably has the nicest lawn, let's say north of Atlanta Highway. I mean, he just, it's his baby. He does his own work. Lewis Lawn. For the do-it-yourselfer, it's great because when you invest in equipment that's going to help keep your house looking nice, you want somebody who can repair it. You buy stuff at a box store, it may come with a warranty. Good luck. You'll call an 800 number and they'll say, take it here, go there, whatever. With Lewis Lawn, you just bring it right back to them because they have a full service department in the back. And if you have stuff around that isn't working, I got a chainsaw now that I would like to revitalize. I'm going to take that. I got a couple of things I need to bring over there just to get restarted. They bring good things to life, and they sell great things to you. Lewis Lawn, got Chad Sasser there. He's the guy that keeps track of the monthly incentives from the manufacturers. They have a brand new showroom that allowed them to expand their product line, including the new tractor mowers at Lewis Lawn. 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Their phone number is 244-9191 for Lewis Lawn. Random facts coming up next, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. 61 basic correctional officers will graduate today from the Alabama Corrections Academy in Selma. The prison system created this new position this year to speed up hiring security staff to address the staffing shortage. Alabama might have to pay more than $1 million to lawyers for abortion clinics after the state's unsuccessful attempt to ban a common second trimester abortion procedure. Lawyers for the abortion clinics say they will seek to win back $1 million in legal fees and nearly $24,000 in expenses. And Andalusia police are investigating a shooting last night. They tell us a man was taken to the hospital after the shooting on Sneed Street. We are working to learn the victim's condition and if there are any suspects in the case. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today's program is brought to you by Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday.
People who say millennials look stupid are the same folks who sported mullet haircuts, bad porn mustaches, leg warmers, and parachute pants.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Marguerites, how do we do it? We make it. We really make it. We custom design with you involved every step. Our diamonds are only the best. Forevermark. Direct from the De Beers Mines to Marguerites in Montgomery, Alabama. Master Jewelers, this is what totally separates us from all the others. And Marguerites, your jewelry is the most important thing in the world. Marguerites open 7 days a week, located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A star is born. On August 2nd, 1939, the world welcomed little baby horror filmmaker Wes Craven.
Congratulations. It's a... Oh, look. He is the creator of Scream.
Wes Craven. A star is born.
And now, Jay Scott satisfies your craving for...
Random.
Oh, the Wes Craven thing, and then you said Craven.
Yeah. See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Did you know the evidence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq that led to war included details from a Nicolas Cage film?
Oh, great.
The Rock with Sean Connery.
The Rock.
The film depicted chemical munitions being contained in glass vessels, which for the government was just more visually exciting than the truth.
What was the year of that movie?
Oh, the Rock? Yeah. 1996 or 97.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
A Michael Bay film, by the way, who only does Transformer movies now. Oh, speaking of your office guy, have you ever seen, what was it called? Oh, it's a Michael Bay movie about the soldiers in Benghazi.
Oh, I did see that film.
And now I can't remember the name of the thing.
13 Hours.
13 Hours.
It's right. A great movie.
Yeah,
it really is.
Did you know the state of Oklahoma has a native palm species?
I was born there.
Did you know where you were born has a native palm species? Seeing species makes my mouth move funny.
I thought there was more. Is that it? Was that a period?
That's it.
That?
Well, I mean, why would Oklahoma have palm?
Well,
Pangea.
I was getting ready to write it down, what the species was, but...
Oh, it is the McCurtain strand.
You know, the McCurtains.
McCurtain County's Sable Minor. Elusive little palm tree can be found in almost all parts of southeastern Oklahoma. This scrub palm grows most densely in McCurtain County. Any familiarity with there in the...
It's where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
You were only in Oklahoma for like...
I was born there, and my parents were like, nope, we don't like each other. And they got divorced, and we all came back to Alabama.
Wow, that's really
a wonderful
modern
story.
Yeah.
That's just the McCurtain County. McCurtain is just west of Folsom, Arkansas.
You know.
Geography is not my strong suit at all.
Oh, my gosh. It is mine. It is my best thing.
Did you know... After 2 weeks of use, just 2 weeks of use, the average bed pillowcases and sheets.
Don't. God bless it. If it's a.
It is. It
God,
is.
Don't.
It is.
Okay, go ahead, hit me.
Will have acquired over 300 times the amount of bacteria per square inch than what is found on the average faucet handle.
Gross.
I'll tell you what. Look. When you go into a not a five-star hotel, it is scary to think about when you get into the bed about one of those sheets, the history of those sheets.
Nope.
It's just scary. And, you know, you've seen the 2020 where they put it under blue light and all this.
Thanks, being that we're going to be in one of those places in about 12 hours.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. You're going to Warm Springs.
Yikes. I want to take a sleeping bag.
Those things, those two that I needed? The two I needed for you from this afternoon spots things, you know?
Right after the show.
Okay.
I got to get like a cock up.
Like a cock up.
Some people, what? Some people bring their own sheets now to their.
Some do. And
holy sheet.
Yeah.
That's really desperate.
I remember there were tips you can do. I haven't been...
Jay doesn't slum it anything less than a five-star.
Normally when I go, there's specific hotel. I go to the same area every year, I stay at a specific hotel.
You're saying that Bob's Hotel in Warm Springs is probably, I'm going to have what, bed bugs?
No, Bob's pretty clean. I've heard Bob's is good.
Yeah. You are such a liar.
Stay away from Joe's, but so, Bob's is good.
I'm not sure about the sheets, but the free HBO is really good.
Are you sure you bring some quarters?
For that little bed shaker.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what John Hughes did so brilliantly in that movie.
Yeah.
Actually, he wrote it, but it was... what's his name that also passed away young? Harold Ramis.
Oh, he did.
That scene where the movie, they put the quarter in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Clark's spending me. He's got a $5 bottle of wine, and but it starts vibrating in a certain rhythm. And then the kids walk in.
Yep.
And he pulls his
Harold Ramis.
Pulls a blanket over him and Beverly D'Angelo, and then his hand comes out. He's got her. He's hanging on his finger. That's funny.
Harold Ramis is also one of the geniuses behind Animal House.
And Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Stripes.
Stripes is one of my favorites of all time.
Did you know World War II POW Bert Shepherd, who was shot down near Britain, had his leg amputated below the knee? After a prisoner exchange, he later tried out and played for baseball's, at the time, Washington Senators, taking the mound 2 days before Hiroshima.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Bert Shepherd.
Emily, you're a sports fan. You remember Pete Gray?
No, but I remember A League of Their Own.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's
that movie that was made with special effects.
When I realized you had watched that, that's when I named you sports director for the show. Pete Gray, there were so few really good ball players available that, weren't in the military. The St. Louis Cardinals, I think, had a guy named Pete Gray with only one arm.
Mm-hmm.
And he could hit the ball, and he could catch and then throw. It's like one of the most amazing sports moments ever. Jim Abbott with the New York Yankees throws a no-hitter, and that guy only had a nub. He did not have a hand.
He's the one that would the glove would stay here. He would throw.
Put the glove out, amazing, and he pitched a no-hitter.
It was fascinating to watch him pitch.
Chyna Davis was really good, too.
She did the splits over home plate, caught a ball.
It was amazing.
That sounds painful.
People who have issues like that, physical issues like that, are amazing how they adapt,
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Did you know, because electronic computers were not fast in 1959, the X-15 experimental jet used what was called a fluid digital computer? It used water instead of electricity. This is very strange, and I'm not going to get into the technical stuff of it because
but
I don't know it myself.
How did it work?
It featured hypersensitive fluidic integrated circuits.
Hey, you watch your language.
I'm hypersensitive.
Hyper.
Are you fluidic at times?
Hyper why?
Hypersensitive fluidic integrated circuits and logic gates. They could make course corrections faster than its contemporary computers of the time.
How about?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
How did you ever get so stupid?
Public school.
That's great.
That's great.
Her mouth dropped on that. What?
Why would you say that?
Chicago Public School.
Well, if y'all were so focused on swimming in the nude all the time.
That really did. If you had swim class on Wednesday was swim day.
It affected.
And if you had that coming up the first part of the day, I didn't learn a damn thing. Because I knew I...
Let's go back to Chicago for a moment.
Yes.
Cancer survivor Anthony Rizzo plays for the Cubs.
Yep.
Is one of the most
facts.
Yeah, okay. It's one of the he's one of the most charitable athletes on the planet. He constantly gives his time and money to better the community. He is donating half of his $7 million salary to Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago. I think I pronounced that right.
Let me see.
Lurie.
Yes.
Yes, Lurie. That's correct. Yeah.
His foundation has donated in total over $4 million to Lurie's. And I guess that'll go up as well once he donates this half.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. Did you know the power of sleep is especially important for athletes? Why don't you... What?
Talking about sleep.
Yeah. And the power of sleep.
I miss it.
Yeah, it's probably...
Go here. Go to the CBD store. Oh, Mountain Dew. No wonder you can't sleep.
Energizing pineapple orange mango kickstart.
It's a go-go juice.
It has more caffeine than anything.
Yeah.
Than chocolate, I'm sure.
It's basically Motley Crue in a can.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Caffeine.
For natural solutions to sleeping issues, try the CBD store, Mini Brown Parkway.
I just need more of it, sleep.
I first tasted it in Fayetteville, North Carolina. It was the first time I ever saw Mountain Dew. It was in one of those, you know, dispensers that you put money in. You know, what do you call those?
Vending machines?
Thank you. Dispenser. Did you put money in?
It was a dispensary, mechanical dispensary.
The thing you go to work in. You mean a car?
The power of sleep is especially important for athletes. Roger Federer. He sleeps 12 hours a day.
Lucky.
I heard that that's not good.
He gets in 12 hours a day. Usain Bolt, 9 to 10 hours a day.
What?
LeBron James also sleeps 12 hours a day.
Well, if it's good for LeBron.
For a limited time.
It's good for Emily.
While he was struggling with his form, and I mean his golf, Tiger Woods had a sleep disorder.
Oh.
And he wasn't playing well.
Because he wasn't getting his shut-eye.
Well, you know. He was doing other things. Did you know that 1 in 4 Americans believe the sun orbits the earth?
Yeah, I do believe that.
I do believe that.
You know why?
George Norrie.
On account of you want to know why?
Because on account of you want to know why?
Public school.
So that NBA player who thinks the earth is flat went to public school.
Yeah,
pretty much. You guys, public school is not, well, maybe here. The public school I went to is like ranked in the top 10 or something or 20 of public schools in the nation. Not that it had a big profound effect on me, but public schools can be really good.
Of course they can.
Did you know the first documented case of what we call today catfishing was in 1539.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a Nigerian prince?
No, it was actually Henry VIII.
Henry?
I am. I got married to the widow next door.
Yeah.
She's been married 7 times before.
Everyone.
I ain't no a Willie or a Sam.
Henry. In 1814. Took a little trip.
Henry VIII agreed to marry Anne of Cleves.
Uh-huh, yes.
Based only on a painting of her that he was sent.
Uh-huh, yeah.
When they finally met, he found her so unattractive that he tried to send her back to Germany.
Yep.
And when he couldn't, he divorced her 6 months later. He was not happy with that.
I mean, that's what he did.
Did you know Granny Smith apples originated by accident?
Oh, how?
A lady dumped a crate of old rotten French crab apples in her garden and then later found an apple sapling growing there. The tree grew to produce green tart apples that had never grown before.
So good.
Every time I make something with apples, I can't remember. I always have to ask somebody who knows which are the sweet ones, which are the sour ones.
Yeah.
What's the golden one? There's the red delicious.
Yeah, there's the Fiji apples, the red delicious apples. Yeah. There's the Washington apples.
Yeah.
Apples are cost plus 10% of food outlets.
I heard that.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They got their name from an Australian woman named Maria Ann Smith, who had a nickname over there called Granny Smith.
I got you. Right. Now you know
the rest of the story. And finally, did you know that Arnold Schwarzenegger was not allowed to dub in his role in Terminator in German? Like, he's Austrian. And so he was not allowed to dub his native language in the Terminator film for its showing in Germany.
Why?
His accent over there is considered very rural by German-Austrian standards.
Oh.
And they felt it would be too ridiculous to have a death machine from the future come back in time and sound like their version of a hillbilly.
Uh-huh.
Hey, y'all gonna die.
Well, that's interesting. That kind of parallels the prejudices against certain accents that we have in this country,
this
right?
It's true. It's true.
Need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle outside.
Awesome.
Come with me if you want to live.
Alrighty.
Pretty horrible.
Hasta la vista, y'all.
We were just talking about food outlet. Yes, apples are cost plus 10%. In fact, everything in the fruit and vegetable department is markedly cheaper That was the first thing I noticed the first time I went, which was over, I'm in my seventh year now as a food outlet shopper. Thank you, Larry Stevens. And I remember walking in and seeing bananas for 46 cents a pound, which is, they still are. But I knew that because at the other place I used to shop, they were 63 every week. So I said, well, if that's representative of the kind of savings I can get here, then I'm going to like it. But where you really, I mean, you see it throughout the store, but where you really get clobbered over the head by the difference is in the meat department. I know for a fact, $3.99 a pound is the going price for ground beef. It's $1.98 a pound at Food Outlet. Ground beef, $1.98 a pound. It comes in 5 and 10 pound plastic torpedoes, or you can buy what you need, whatever. But that is about half of what they're charging at the chain stores. This is the illusion we live under. Well, you know, they have 6 locations. They must be able to save me money. No, that's not the case. Ribeye steaks are $6.72 a pound at Food Outlet. That number starts with a 12 at the chain stores. Russet potatoes, a 5-pound bag, $1.75. So in the meat department, you're going to save. In the vegetable department, fresh fruits. And they do have a beautiful fresh fruit display, by the way. Other places you can save. In bread, the delicious breakfast that was served here.
Oh, my gosh.
The butter...
I wish you would repeat on me.
I used on the bread is... is about 70 cents a pound cheaper food. The bread, the Pepperidge Farm, I buy the best for my pals.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
$3.02 a loaf. You know what it is? At the chains, it's over $4 for that hearty sourdough Pepperidge Farm.
Yeah.
So try it. That's all I'm saying. Try it, compare, become aware of what you're paying at the chains and compare it to Food Outlet. And I think you'll find it's a wise move to move your big weekly grocery shop there. 3 locations, Highway 14 in the formerly twice-a-day Millbrook, Main Street in the preferred community west of Highway 31 and on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. And I will be back in time to go there Sunday morning to make sure that 3 certain local dogs,
oh boy,
Mansion Wien and Wuthko, Mr. Thing, will all have their fresh chickens. So,
you know, you got dogs barking all over town right now?
Yep. That's how I built my career, making dogs bark all over towns. All right, now we're ready for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz.
All right, just before we get to the question, a few comments that I got, for Rich. If you can see what's going to go on in Santuck tomorrow morning, maybe, what the weather might be like.
Okay.
Because they were curious about rain.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from Dave,
right,
a Vietnam veteran who has a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Who said back when he was in Vietnam, or not when he was in Vietnam, he's a Vietnam veteran who has seen Purple Rain many of times and said that Greg should know who Apollonia was.
Yeah.
Because she's...
She's a looker.
She, yeah, exactly. That was his words. Dave's words. Dave, the veteran, said you would know who he is. But, yeah, he's got a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Dave, we should do a separate salute for Dave.
Yeah. Here's your question. Normally, I go with what Rich gave. I'm going my own way on this.
Okay, that's all right.
I appreciate it.
Nope.
When we were talking about the power of sleep earlier on, we named 4 athletes. Just give me 2 of their names. Just give me 2 names of the athletes that we mentioned.
That's a good one.
That's all I need.
That's a good one.
2 of those athletes that we named when we were talking about the power of sleep.
That's right. That's good.
We gave you 4. I only want 2. 2729228 is the number. 2729228. Call in. If you have the correct answer, you will win a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet. Plus, your name goes in the drawing.
And even if you don't have the winning answer, your call will count for our big end of the show Emily segment where we do a grand prize drawing, which today not only includes the works from Don Duncan,
mm-hmm,
the Eddie Bader, and I got news on Eddie Bader too that's amazing.
Oh, is it gossip?
Yeah, no, it's not gossip. He provides us with a gift certificate.
Oh, Rich.
Who's talking? Who's this? And let's not forget the Clark's Club membership. Hey, it's worth $159. Can save you money. 2729228.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and we have one accident to tell you about. It is in the Wetumpka area. It's at Highway 231 and Main Street, so be careful up in that area. If you're headed down towards Montgomery, everything looks great. We don't have any traffic hassles for you. The boulevard's moving along just fine. We don't have any delays on I-85. I-65 starting to slow down just a little bit in the downtown area, so be careful there. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the law.
All right, we got a board filled. Let's start with Kim. Good morning.
Hey.
Morning. LeBron James and Tiger Woods.
Very good. Two of them, correct. Do you happen to know the other two?
I do not.
Roger Federer.
Federer.
And Usain Bolt.
Okay.
Yeah. So congratulations, though. You got it. $10 gift certificate to Food Outlets.
And you could be a double winner because we have four great prizes to draw for just before 9 o'clock this morning.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Please.
Congratulations.
So, let's say good morning to Keith from Sandtuck.
Hey.
Good morning.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, it's Sandtuck, not Sandtucket. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, Veteran Day, thank you for your service, and it's going to be hot as rib tomorrow. That's what it'll be.
Yeah, he said that him and a group are going to get up and go in the morning, but that Sandtuck is known for having these showers that just come in and out.
Well,
you know,
just to address that question, of course, the morning hours are the least rain chance of any given summer day.
Okay, well, then that's
better after lunch. Better chance.
Oh, when I used to go to Sandtuck, I always went first thing in the morning.
Oh yeah, yeah,
sure. People start showing up between 4 and 5 in the morning.
I do believe that because I remember. I remember having yard sales and people showing up at ridiculous hours. Yeah.
It's crazy. But anyhow, maybe I'll get my name in the hat and win me something here in a little while.
Okay.
Your name is in the hat.
You are in the hat.
It's in the basket.
We wish you luck, Keith. Thank you.
I need Kim to call back, by the way.
Kim, you got to call us back.
Yeah, I need to get your info, Kim. Call me back.
That's Kim W., wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Kim. Okay.
Is
a
cat in here?
I know. That's what it sounded like.
I think I keep rolling Pat over its tail.
Here's Mikeum.
Hi.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Morning.
Hi.
Doing well. Just getting to work. So just thought I'd say hi. Wish you guys, hope you guys have a great weekend.
You have a good one, too. I got you in for the drawing for the end of the show, buddy.
Be listening when I return to the show Monday with bed bugs.
I want to hear about your Warm Springs trip. You've been wanting to do this for a very long time.
14 years.
Yeah. So
better late than never.
Yeah. Mike, thanks so much.
Enjoy your trip.
I will, and at 16 before the top of the hour.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Just worry about the sheets in the hotel there.
Don't bring it up.
Huh? By the way, is it going to rain in that corridor between here and there?
Yeah, you're going early. Your best chance of dry weather is in the morning, of course. In the afternoon, there'll be a lot of thunderstorms roaming around. But, you know.
We'll make it part of the adventure.
It's par for the course. Another hot and humid day today with a high around 93. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. They were very, very colorful on the radar yesterday. And in generous supply, and they'll be in generous supply again today. And not only that, but also Saturday, Sunday, Monday, better than normal rain chances continue. Still random, and still some towns get skipped. It's the luck of the draw, but many towns will get some generous downpours. High temperatures in the low 90s. Down at the beach, scattered to numerous showers and storms will be roaming around from time to time. Just have a plan B and be ready to take action to interrupt. You know, your plans may be interrupted from time to time. Watch out for lightning. Right now, this morning, east winds at 6 miles per hour, 89% humidity. Our temperature is 73 at 746.
We've moved to your neighborhood. Prime South Bank in Pike Road, Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Birmingham is now CB&S Bank. Even though CB&S Bank is new to the area, you'll still see the same familiar faces. Visit us at cbsbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's lots of businesses that have multiple locations in the River Region. And I'm not speaking about anybody else but Adams Drugs, but what has always impressed me, they have 12 locations now. I've been here long enough to where they've opened two of those locations since I moved to the River Region. What's really amazing, and if you don't believe me, try it. I've been to 10 of the 12, and if I go by one, I'll just stop in and say hello and check and see how things, because you feel like you have friends, no matter which one you pick to use. The consistency of the service, the consistency of the type of people, warm and welcoming from location to location, is amazing. It is the first time you go into an Adams Drugs, you will feel like you've been there before because you're not a stranger when you come in. These days with modern technology, it takes less than a couple of minutes to get your insurance information in the system to process your prescription, and those folks will fight for every last dime so they can save you money when you bring them a prescription to fill. And we were really touched. Last Friday, we had a woman who called who had a hip break, and the medication she needed, she didn't have anybody available during the day to pick them up, and they delivered. And that meant so much to her that they cared to do that and took that problem. She got enough to deal with recovering from that. And she was literally in tears, touched by the kinds of people that helped her out at Adams Drugs during that time. So if instead of being another face in a sea of faces at a box store or some, you know, giant pharmacy chain, try the local team at Adams Drugs. You all know it's always better when you can help patronize the local businesses. AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you. Here's Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, hey. Brian. How are you?
I was just going to add to your random facts. If you watch the shows on Henry VIII, that's Anne of Cleves. You know, he'd done it by a picture. That's where it came, the term of cleavage.
Oh. You know what? I was going to suggest that.
And that's when Henry VIII decided from then on he was going to look up a little bit higher and look in the eyes and tell the ugly part.
It had nothing to do with the city of Northern Ohio on the lake.
Cleavage, Ohio? You got to hit both sides, though, when you're in cleavage.
All right, y'all have a wonderful day.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
You're so naughty.
About what?
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is expected to react today to the July employment report. Lowe's, the home improvement chain, has notified employees in its maintenance department and those who assemble things that it is laying them off and replacing them with workers from outside the company. Lowe's has been struggling to compete with Home Depot. Stocks skidded yesterday after President Trump proposed new tariffs on imports from China to take effect in September. Women's clothing chain Avenue says it will close in 60 days if it doesn't find a buyer. The New York Post says management told staffers if it isn't able to sell the company, it will close all 260 of its stores across the country. Avenue's based in New Jersey. It sells plus-size styles. It's owned by a private equity firm, Versa Capital Management, which acquired it in a bankruptcy auction in 2012. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Today's show is sponsored by Flashback Friday. Thank you, Friday. Can I tell you how unbelievably grateful I am that there weren't cell phones, iPads, or digital cameras when we had to square dance during PE back in grade school? Yeah.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The men of Landmark Church invite you to the Gridiron Kickoff, a night of fun, football, and encouragement, August 8th, featuring former Alabama player and Mississippi State coach Sylvester Croom, along with former Auburn head coach Tommy Tuberville. Coach Croom played for Paul Bear Bryant, and in 74 was senior captain. Coach Tuberville guided the Tigers to an SEC championship and the Western Division title in 2004. Dinner will be at 5 p.m. The program starts at 6. Reserve your seat. Visit LandmarkChurch.net. That's LandmarkChurch.net. The Gridiron Kickoff with Sylvester Croom and Tommy Tuberville, August 8th.
Caravita Village invites you to schedule a visit and enjoy lunch on them. Learn how you can customize your retirement on a cruise that never ends. Visit CaravitaVillage.com to learn more and schedule your tour today.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at CaravitaVillage.com.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the most uncomfortable time of the year. The temperature soaring, the sweat it is pouring down the crack in my rear. It's the most uncomfortable time of the year. My lawn, it is toasting, the old folks are roasting, don't leave them out in the heat. And it sure is not pretty when your crotch gets all sweaty. It's the most uncomfortable time of the year. Well, my yard, it needs wetting. That fat guy is sweating. What's he doing here? It's the most uncomfortable time of the year.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Be listening next week when we can tell you how to win party tray of wings, 50 wings, and gooey fries from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Let's see what this random caller wants. Jay is out of the room for the moment. Hello, random caller. How are you?
Hi.
Hello. How y'all this morning?
It's Randall.
I know how you are.
It's Randall. We have a new nickname for you, Random Randall.
I know that voice a mile away.
Man, oh, did you hear that? That little goose, I love it. Hey, but I want to tell you something about one of Jay's facts on the sleeping part now.
All right, yeah.
The smartest man ever been in America, Nikola Tesla, only slept 4 hours every 3 days. That was his regular, 4 hours Let me say 4 hours a day. I did see where he skipped some, but he slept 4 hours at the most a day. And that man is a genius and invented everything.
But,
so
didn't Tesla die very young?
He did.
No, sir.
But I don't know. Go ahead.
He was 83.
Okay.
It was untimely. Look, he was over here in the New Yorker Hotel doing. Yeah. I mean, for 15 years doing all kind of science work. And I don't want to get into what they were doing in Bear, but they had scientists in Russia, and they was doing science work at the same time. That when the war ended, all of a sudden Tesla was old, but he was so smart and so well rounded how he treated himself. He just all of a sudden, you know, died after the war was over, you know, like 43 or whatever.
He is probably one of the most underrated, underappreciated, inventors and geniuses in our time. He belongs in the class with Einstein and Edison and the others.
And he didn't get the credit that Edison did. And matter of fact, Edison
got credit
for a lot of other people's work, right?
Yeah, but because sets them apart, what Tesla was doing was going to make stuff free and cheap for us. Mm-hmm. What they was doing is make everything was going to make it only for like 7 families to be wealthy, and starting with J.P. Morgan. And that's a fact, man. That's when they took that man. I'm sleeping now because I'm going back to doctor. Y'all, man, the love from you just don't know what Blue Water done for me. But when I was studying this man, I wish everybody could just see it the way I see it. Because I mean, I want tell people what you can do. You can start what's easy on Netflix. Look up a documentary. You got to watch everyone on the one about on the good side and the bad side of what you learn about. And they going to mention names, all kind of names all through. You just write them down. Just jot them down on a notebook.
I never miss a chance to watch any documentary on Tesla or any of those guys.
Right.
Hey, I'm going to tell you now, if you want to call it UFO, that's what Tesla envisions us riding in. When they had the war in Cliff Tower, there is a setup in Poland just like that in Russia. They sent power out. That's why there's so many tunnels up in the United States. You hear Terry Allen talking about tunnels. Nikola Tesla used the tunnels, had something to do with him testing this, and it made the connection all around the ground was his connector, and they used the ocean too. And that's why you never see a picture of a UFO outside of our atmosphere thing, because the electricity won't go out there. It won't go into outer space. It's huddled in right above us like this little atmospheric thing, and it's all kind of static electricity. And that's what he was using. He was using the world. I mean, what the earth used, that stuff to make power. He was a genius beyond, and they took it from him, man. And I'm going to start, it started with Vannevar Bush, Prescott's daddy. He was over the FBI and over the OSS,
Randall,
which turned into the CIA.
We are out of time.
Yes, sir. Bro.
I am sorry,
right,
man.
Love y'all.
He should be a network news anchor.
I think the Randall Network. He doesn't need to hire anybody just because he can talk.
My mother-in-law asked me how I understand him, because he gets so fired up about stuff and on a roll, and he talks so fast. And I explained to her that I have like a 1.5 second Randall delay where I hear everything, and then my brain shifts out what he said, and then I understand it.
I watch the closed captioning.
I love him. It's fast. I wish I could think in a stream of consciousness.
God bless him. You missed Randall, Jay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It was Random good. Randall. It was about, that's his new nickname.
It was about Tesla.
We finally got a handle for him. I do want to mention something since he was talking about sleep and Nikola Tesla and all that. I have been doing the new program available at Infusion called IASIS. And this is a bio-neurofeedback program that is so